What happens when secrets are revealed? That's the question at the heart of Pivot's Secret Lives of Americans. It's a groundbreaking documentary series that looks at the secrets we all keep, the strength it takes to reveal them to family and friends, and the realization that you are not alone. You can watch an all-new episode of Secret Lives of Americans this Friday at its new time, 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Pivot. Secret Lives of Americans deals with some really important subjects, such as religious tolerance, addiction, transgender rights, same-sex marriage, and student debt. What makes this show truly unique is that each person filmed themselves with a handheld camera or phone over the course of several days. You see their lives change firsthand when they make the important decision to open up. Through each person's reveal, one thing becomes clear. It only takes one voice to change the story. Watch an all-new episode of Secret Lives of Americans this Friday at its new time, 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, on Pivot, the television network from Participant Media. To find out how you can watch Pivot, go to pivot.tv.
I'm Rob Cesternino, and today we're talking about the most interesting internet news stories for the week of Wednesday, October 5th, 2016, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, that's right. News AF at nighttime, PM. That's right. It's actually AM on the East Coast here as we are recording a special nighttime edition of News AF, post-VP debate edition of News AF. And now here to break down everything but the vice presidential debates. First, coming to us from my West. It's Tyson Apostle from Hawaii.
Yeah, dude. I'm three time zones over from you, dog.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And now to my east is the eye in the sky, Danny Bryce. And Danny, how are you?
I'm doing really good. I don't think there's ever been a time when you've asked me that question and I've said I'm doing bad.
Okay.
I don't look forward to the day when I have to answer that way.
Yeah.
Have you lied to us before, though, and you were bad but said good?
No, I've never lied to you guys. I mean, our friendship is built on trust more than anything else, I think, right?
Yeah, I like to think so, too.
Good. All right, well, we're here, and of course, Tyson is traveling today to get to Hawaii. Tyson, what brings you out to, what are you, on the Big Island, the Middle Island?
Oahu.
Oahu?
Yeah, whichever island that is.
Yes.
We're in Honolulu, a friend's birthday party. She's turning 30, and so we just thought it was a good excuse to take a tropical getaway, right?
Wow.
So the key to getting you to a birthday party is have the party in a nice location.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Or
invite me.
Oh. You would go to a birthday so party in a not nice location?
If you invited me and I liked you.
Mm, yeah.
That's good to know.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're excited to talk about all the big news stories. Got some interesting stories before we came on about that Danny's band, which was started up. And Danny, any talks about reuniting the band?
Yeah, actually, there was talk for my own birthday. I was going to throw a birthday celebration by inviting everybody to come listen to me play songs that I enjoy to celebrate me and my birth.
Wow.
It was going to be all about me. So I actually did call up the drummer of our previous band and another guitarist, and it's in the works.
Yes. And Danny,
is that true?
Yeah, it is true.
Did you play original songs? Or you played cover songs?
No. Just we probably should have played cover songs because we would have had more of an audience. But we did all original stuff.
Mm. Yeah, that maybe we should be a cover podcast and like do like really like the covers of like really great podcasts that have already been done and are really famous.
Yeah, I mean, it actually works in the music world. Mm-hmm. The cover, to start off as a cover band is a great way. I don't think it would work so great in the podcast world.
Well, we could try it.
Sorry, Rob.
My dear friends, the Imagine Dragons, said they only played covers when they started, and people only requested that they play covers until they created their own hit songs, and now they get requested to play those.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. I think that makes sense. You got to start off with some cover songs and then go from there. So maybe we could like cover, like, I don't know, maybe some great, like, I don't know, like a Marc Maron episode.
Yeah, a bunch of
those. I don't even know who that is. So I would cover it, and I would feel like it was all original material. So for me, it wouldn't necessarily be a cover band.
Yeah, and then eventually we'll be so popular, people will ask us to do our own original podcast.
Yeah, and to get a TV deal out of the whole thing.
Oh, I hear that that's the way to go, Tyson. I hear that that's a very that smart move, very savvy.
To get into TV?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm writing a screenplay.
Whoa.
Oh, really? What's it about?
Top secret. Yeah, right, Danny.
Yeah, you almost got Tyson to blow it.
Almost got me to divulge my top secret. I could tell you in private at a later date.
You can't throw something out like that. And they'd be like, it's a secret.
Just wait for it. When it drops,
I'll just imagine what it probably is about. A young man exploring sensuality in an exotic location, perhaps Hawaii, Oahu, on the third story of a nice hotel, not too nice.
Yep.
There's a young woman by the pool.
She was turning 30.
Covering herself in oil. Yeah. She looks like she wants to talk, but does he have what it takes to talk to a stranger? Yes.
He does.
Wow.
Chapter two.
That was chapter one.
It's an erotic thriller.
That's Tyson. That's what Tyson's writing.
Yeah.
It's going to be it's going to be sensual.
Did I already tell you about my idea, Danny?
No, I just feel like, you know, we think alike. We lived together for a couple months. We kind of know each other.
It's a real collabo. Yeah, working on it together.
If you need any ideas, just let me know, Tyson.
Okay, I'm always down for some ideas.
All right, well, let's get into talking about these news stories. And a really tough story that we have to get into talking about tonight. You know, we had started talking about this a couple of weeks ago, and I hoped it would be the last of it. But unfortunately, we need to keep talking about the clownpocalypse. The clowns are everywhere. It's my worst nightmare come true. My whole life, I dreaded that this would come, and here it is. The clowns are everywhere, all over North America, that they're popping up everywhere. Danny, what is happening with the clowns? Why are clowns everywhere, these creepy clowns everywhere? Is it a Halloween thing? What's going on?
What the hell is happening?
What is happening?
Pokemon died off. Do you think that some of the stray Pokemon found themselves in the woods? You know, not getting reception, and they've just turned to clownhood as a means of surviving.
I wish at least there would be cartoons and we could catch them. I don't know what happened here, but the clowns are showing up everywhere and they're terrifying, and they have weapons.
Yeah.
Machetes, chains. We said cash, cash is a weapon in the right hands. So, I don't know what's going on. Lots of copycats. People are enjoying it.
Tyson, what can be done with the clowns, the creepy clowns showing up everywhere?
I think you always got to follow the buddy system everywhere you go now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stay out past dark. Keep your doors locked. Lock your car doors as you get in and drive away. That's the first thing you do before you put your seatbelt on, before you start the car. Lock the car door behind you.
Turn on the interior light and check for a clown in the back seat. Because I can just imagine a clown slowly raising his painted face with his red nose over the back of the seat.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
All right. Well, let's start to check in with some of these stories. This is one sent to us from Graham Blacklock, who says, gangs of clowns have spread across Canada, where they're wreaking havoc on the roads of Nova Scotia. A woman driving home from work at night's reporting that a clown was blocking her path, then ran towards her car, forcing her to turn around and drive in the other direction. Another woman saw in the same town, a group of five clowns in the middle of the street as she was walking home. They're showing up and they're acting.
The headline here should be woman with a car is afraid of a person not in a car.
Well,
I mean, isn't she in one of the most powerful weapons?
No, not against clowns. Not against clowns, because they all want to get in the car with you. They want to fit as many people as they can in the car for practice.
And clowns have laughter, the most powerful weapon of all.
Mm-hmm. It's the best medicine
and chains.
And the powerful weapon. Yeah.
Wow.
We haven't heard about clown gangs like this group of five. This is a new development. The clown gang.
Yes. That's terrible. It's terrifying. The worst news that we could possibly hear. Clown gangs.
Are they just terrifying? Are they trying to tie up some balloon animals? I mean, are they trying to do some good, or are they just out? They're up to no good.
No, they're up to no good. What good are they doing? They're not laughing. They're not making you jokes. They're not juggling. There's no juggling. Like, we're not hearing like, oh, they're giving out balloon animals to kids.
But they're not writing the stories about those ones. They're, for every clown that murders a child, there's 10 trillion clowns that give a balloon animal away.
So you think this is a PR issue, Tyson?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, where are the head clowns, the clown, you know, the head clown organizers or whatever, the clown association president, he needs to step forward.
The Ku Klux Clown.
I don't think that's what it's called.
No, I don't think that's what it's called.
Okay.
But maybe the president of this clown college could stand up. We just need a clown with authority to make a statement saying not all clowns are like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is unbecoming of clowns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there needs
these
to
clowns
be one
don't
clown.
Represent us as a whole.
Yeah, these clowns are becoming a big problem.
I mean, they're everywhere. That in Ohio, a public school was closed when a man in a white mask, red wig, and striped costume grabbed the woman by her throat. In Long Island, that there were school districts put on lockdown. In North Carolina, machete-wielding clowns tried to lure a woman into the woods.
So
in
how
September?
Do you lure a person into the woods with a machete in your hand?
Hey,
come into
it
the
seems
woods.
Pretty easy. I have a machete. No. I'll chop you unless you come into the woods.
Yeah, but it sounds like he tried to lure her in, not threaten her in. You know, hey, come into the woods. I mean,
we
who's
can chop
do that
stuff.
With a clown holding a machete.
Yeah,
hey, this is what he did. We have a bunch of watermelons. There's a bunch of watermelons in here, and I have a machete. Come on in the woods and we'll,
yeah.
We'll Gallagher the shiz.
We'll Gallagher the situation.
No, don't Gallagher anything. Don't do it. Now, some skeptics are saying perhaps is this viral marketing for the remake of the Stephen King film It? Perhaps that's where all of these clown sightings are coming from. But producer Barbara Muschietti, not Machete, she denied any involvement to The Hollywood Reporter. Is that possible, Danny? Are we getting catfished here with these clown stories?
That is always possible. You should always keep that in the back of your head as you see something like this growing, you know, on the internet. Isn't there a song that says "Send in the clowns"?
Yeah. Yes.
I think I've been singing it in my head for the last couple of minutes.
Send in the
I'm even
clowns.
More scared now. It's nighttime here. I've got a dark window to my left, and I'm thinking about that song.
Yeah.
Nobody's safe.
Yeah.
You know, in the end,
this was a bad week to do this show at nighttime. I'm like worried there's like a clown behind me.
Yeah.
My kids will not be allowed to be clowns for Halloween.
No.
Or approach a clown.
No.
What's going to happen Halloween?
No, it's safer.
It's
safer to be a clown.
Oh, why is that?
Let them assume you're part of them.
You blend in.
Group?
It's like dressing. It's like rubbing zombie stink on you in the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. It's like they do all the time on Fear the Walking Dead.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just rub that zombie stink up all on there and you're good to go. And that's the same with the clowns. If you can get that face makeup on.
Yeah, the face makeup.
Yeah. Right. I think it's going to be a hot seller soon. No human will be even able to leave their home without putting on clown makeup. That's what we're
terrifying.
I think that's what it's leading to.
I didn't want to go anywhere before this happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to.
Yeah.
Now you're going to just become a recluse and start pissing in jars.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Your
Ryan Springer sent us this story about how there's been a rise in scary clown-related social media posts. Police in Philadelphia launched an investigation into the threatening clown posts and found a 13-year-old girl was making them as a prank.
It's like analog anonymous. You know, like it's the way that you can be anonymous without the internet. You just put on that clown mask. Nobody knows your gender. Nobody knows who you are.
You can be who you want to be.
You can be who you want to be.
Yeah.
Finally.
Is this a millennial murderer. Thing, Tyson? Are the millennials
definitely.
Responsible for this?
Yeah, I think millennials and baby boomers, but I think Gen X is definitely not guilty.
Yes.
This one.
Because we're the most afraid of the clowns.
Yeah. Yeah. We're the ones that are afraid of the clowns. Yeah. The baby boomers have nothing to.
Maybe that's not a thing for millennials. Maybe millennials aren't afraid of clowns.
And the millennials, it's like, what else are they doing all day long? May as well.
Okay.
What?
Hopefully this is the end of this. We never have to talk about more creepy clown stories on this podcast.
Rob, I got bad news for you.
Well, no, what's that?
I bet
the clown is behind me.
No.
Okay. Look, we're going to be talking about clown until Halloween.
No.
You just know that this is building up to some moment.
Not Rob, good. Not good.
Do you have the stomach for this?
No. No, I don't have the stomach for anything.
Well, we'll get through it together. Three best friends.
Just three best friends trying to survive.
Yeah, just trying to survive the clown apocalypse.
Why don't you come up here with Tyson and I will show you how to shoot guns and do, you know, clown protection activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, I've talked before about it. You know, sometimes I think about getting a gun and this would be like number one on the reasons why.
Clown protection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's a clown out there listening right now. Probably that's just like clowns are people too. God damn it. And can a human and a clown mate and make a baby, or is their DNA too far removed from each other?
We don't know.
That is a good question.
I don't know.
I think we'll have to get some scientists somewhere to research that. Get some clown sperm, put it in a centrifuge
at Starbucks. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
I bet you there's tons of it around the edge of forests. They could just go spray that stuff with one of those lights that make it turn white, and they'd probably find sperm clown sperm all over.
Yeah. All right.
Black light that.
Yeah, black
let's
light.
Not, that's what it let's is. Not. All right. Let's talk about a man who decided to take his frustration out at the Apple store. This story is sent to us by Michael Iamorino, who said that, or reported to us a story about the French man who went into the Apple store with a heavy steel ball and made a video of himself calmly and systematically smashing the electronics and referencing his consumer rights and his complaints with the Apple store before he was apprehended by police.
He bought a 6S like 2 weeks ago.
He didn't know. He didn't know that the new phone was coming out.
What?
Yeah.
No. No. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson, could you relate to this man? Could you relate to going to the Apple store wanting to smash everything?
No, Rachel could, though.
Yes.
Rachel, yeah, she's gone so many times for broken phones and phone problems. She had the 6 Plus, which was having tons of glitchy issues. And there's actually a class action lawsuit now against Apple for the exact issue she was having. But she returned like 4 phones. And every time you go into the Apple store to do any warranty type issue, it's a full day thing. They do that on purpose. They're like, half these people leave. Our research shows that if you make someone wait for a warranty for longer than 6 hours, half of them will leave.
It's like a Nathan For You episode.
Yeah.
Take a packed lunch.
Yeah, pack a lunch.
Yeah, you're going to have to, dude.
Or dress up like a clown and no one will be in there. You'll be all by yourself.
That's true.
Within 20 minutes, it's just you.
I got to imagine, though, that there's some serious jail time involved with going in the Apple store and smashing everything in the store, right? I mean, I think that's got to be, what, like thousands of dollars?
This is a sympathetic crime. No judge is going to throw this guy in the clinker. Like, I get it. I bought an iPad, and then they came out with the iPad Air. I wanted to do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Or it's, and also it's like Steve Jobs is rolling over in his grave right now. And isn't that punishment enough just to know that you did that to Steve Jobs' corpse?
Yeah.
He's rolling over in his grave made of gold.
Still.
I don't know if Steve Jobs has a grave made of gold. Rose gold, maybe.
You don't think so?
Maybe
rose gold.
Yeah.
Rose gold colored aluminum.
Right. You want to hear a little bit of the guy going crazy in the Apple store?
Yes.
Yeah. I love
it. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's really saying anything to him.
No, very methodical.
Yeah, nobody. None of these geniuses are really trying to stop him.
Well, it's geniuses mixed with it's nerd DNA mixed with French DNA. Of course, listen, nobody's.
The genius is the person who stands aside and lets the nut job do whatever it is he's going to do.
Like,
I'm not coming up and saying, "Hey, guy with the big, huge steel ball in his hand, you shouldn't be doing that." Nope,
yeah.
None of those phones are mine. Go ahead, smash away, friend.
Yeah. Tyson, I haven't ever heard one story about anybody going into the Android store and smashing everything.
No, because there isn't an Android store. That's the beauty of it.
Oh, what is it?
Smart.
Is that why they don't have one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have the different ones. They have the Galaxy, the Samsung store, and there's a bunch of different Android ones. But yeah, that's probably partly why they don't have one.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about the Galaxy Note is that you don't have to go in the store and smash it. It just explodes on its own. You don't have to do any work.
You taught it a lesson.
Automates everything.
Today, they actually were like, if you have a Galaxy Note 7, you do have to turn it off for the entire flight. You cannot have it on. They're like taking this to the extreme.
Yeah. Tyson, what did Google come out with? What's the new phone that they came out with? Are you getting that?
The Pixel.
They just came out with it today, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have it yet? Phones.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but I think it got announced today.
Are you going to get
it? Pixel and the Pixel Plus. I'll probably get one, yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm a former millionaire, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. People will think you lost the step if you don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. I like having two phones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Then you can be like talking at the same time with one on each ear. It's nice.
Yeah, or you can talk to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Ben King on our Facebook group, the Group AF, which you can find on Facebook by searching for it. We'll let anybody in until they act like a jerk, and then we'll kick you out.
I actually like the group. There's tons of good stories on there.
Good group.
Tons of great stories on there. So even if we don't hit them on this podcast, you can go there and find a lot of News AF story-worthy material that you can also join in on the discussion. Right, Rob?
Yeah.
That's why you created this group.
That's why we did it. The only thing I ask is that you at least vet the story somewhat before you post it, because a couple of times we get a story that's like probably not true. People are so excited about a story. But yeah, over 400 members now in Group AF.
Wow.
Tyson, you are you're encapsulated in a dark. Are you going to turn on a light and reveal yourself as a clown?
No.
Is that what we're waiting for, the great reveal?
No. I know Rob will have a heart attack.
No, please. I don't do it. Don't do it. Ben King, though, in Group AF, where we stream this show live, says, real story here. What's with the metal ball? Danny, is that the optimal object that you should use to go into the Apple store and smash everything?
That's actually a really good question. Where the hell do you get a giant metal ball? I mean, a hammer, you can probably buy it in a corner shop, right? But you're not making a statement with a hammer, and maybe it's not as noticeable.
The metal ball is so heavy that it probably does most of the work for you. Plus, it's easy to conceal in a pocket, like a jacket pocket on your way in. So as you pull it out, it's just like clunk.
The odds of you smashing your own finger while holding a metal ball, pretty high.
Yeah. Other than
danger there.
Some sort of like Rube Goldberg machine that like makes your breakfast. I mean, what do you use that big metal ball for?
Yeah, maybe he's Pee Wee Herman.
Where the metal ball just rolls around and knocks stuff over until it makes your own breakfast. Like, yeah, we get it.
Knocks down a bunch of dominoes that turn on the toaster.
Then at the end it drops, flips the pancake,
and then smashes your iPhone.
I wonder if you could get onto a flight with a metal ball.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder if the charges might be less. Like if you went into the Apple store with a hammer, I feel like that they would really prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. But if you went into the Apple store with like some metal orb, I don't know if like, what are they going to, what charges do they have for you?
Yeah.
What if you just punched them with your fist? Wouldn't everyone just kind of like be in awe and just let you walk away? Because who's going to go after a guy who can smash a phone with his bare fist? Not me.
Dude, I'm not
sure.
You
can break a full phone with your bare fist. Yeah. That man earned his respect.
Yeah. Maybe if you just like chuck them like a Frisbee.
But they're cabled in.
Oh, maybe. What if you just had a scissor?
Ooh. I think you'd need more than a scissor.
That's a sharp object. That's a sharp object. Now you're back to getting in hot water.
Yeah. Yeah. The ball's a good idea.
What about this?
It's a genius.
A syringe filled with water.
Ooh. No, the new iPhone 7 is water resistant.
Yeah. And you're not making a statement with the syringe filled with water. It sounds like you're trying to be silent and deadly. I mean, look at this guy. He's a maniac. Who knows? First of all, you can't even see the ball. So you're just like, I don't know what the hell he's doing. He's smashing phones.
Yeah.
You know? Just thinking, oh, he's got a ball in his hand. It's more like, oh my gosh, that guy has one tough palm. What did he do to get his palm so calloused, I wonder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Danny, if you were going to go into the woods and start Gallaghering some stuff, would the metal ball be good for that?
You know, the millennial Gallagher might consider this as an option because the mallet's been used, but the handball has not.
What other stuff is the millennial Gallagher breaking?
Probably not watermelon, right? Maybe cantaloupe.
Mm.
Crenshaw melon.
Mm. Yeah, fancy melon.
Something
maybe
fancy.
Like Japanese square melons.
Yeah.
Okay. Seedless watermelon. Mm, all right. Yeah. Let's talk about another story. This is from our friend Daryl Allen that somewhere along the way, we've befriended some sort of soda tasting expert. And he sent a story about how he reviewed grass soda, which is Rocket Fizz's grass flavored soda. It is Rocket Fizz apparently is a soda making company which makes flavors such as green apple, jalapeno, peanut butter, and dirt. And so he reviewed grass soda. Dirt. Danny, would you ever replace your Mountain Dew with grass soda?
You know, what's the margins on a dirt or grass soda, right?
Yeah.
It's like the ingredient is just found outside the shop. You scoop it up with your hand and put it in the soda and then bottle it up.
Yes.
But I would try grass. What are we talking about? Grass as in weed, or are we talking about?
No,
just
no, it doesn't get you high clippings? Or anything.
Okay,
you guys can drink it. It's fine. It's safe.
Do they like
you would
take
try
a
it?
Blade of grass and twist it till it gets just a drop to come out, and then move on to the next blade?
And then add a cup of sugar. One cup
fair,
of sugar per every blade of grass.
Yeah, it's just grass flavored. I don't believe there's any actual grass in it.
Oh, so it's not natural flavors.
Right.
What food scientist went out and was like, you know what flavor we should get today? Let's analyze grass. Grass flavored. Cows love it.
Yeah.
Why don't we love it?
Right.
We're missing out. It grows in everybody's front yard. It's a great idea.
You know, on paper, it's a very interesting idea because you say, okay, what's the healthiest thing I could eat? And let's make the least healthiest thing I could have, like soda, and make it taste like it's something healthy.
Hmm. They should have made kale soda. Isn't that kind of in?
That would be in. Yeah. That would be in. That'd be trendy. If only they could take grass and make it taste like soda. I think soda flavored grass, I think I'd be into.
Yeah. Then you could mow the lawn and just scoop up a handful of that stuff and just eat it while you continue to mow the lawn. It'd be delicious.
As a refreshment. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man, it's hot outside, but these grass clippings are delightful.
Yeah. Now, Tyson, would you be more
That's
inclined?
What heaven will be like.
Yes. Would you be more inclined to have crystal grass soda or a lawn of crystal grass?
Well, I think like crystal glass soda, that's like giving a man a fish.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching a man to fish is giving him an entire field of ever-growing crystal grass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crystal grass is good because you don't have to mow it.
Yeah, you just eat it.
Right. I mean, you just let it get as high as you want.
Oh, because you can't see it.
And nobody's going to even be able to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Although,
until it gets old and turns yellow for some reason.
Yeah. In the drought, though, really, that's a real big waste of water to be watering your crystal grass.
That's true. And who is it, an emperor's new clothes type of deal?
Yes.
Where it's just like everybody's watering a field of dirt and so proud of their crystal grass and how long it's getting.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Now, the Rocket Fizz grass soda did not do terribly well in the reviews. Scored 4.5 out of 10, according to Daryl's scale. So that's passable.
6 points higher than Mountain Dew.
Yes.
It's the equivalent of eating it like Arby's.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's not okay. It's not going to kill you and you'll get your calories, but you won't enjoy them.
This is a story that Jessica Frey sent in, and I had seen this a lot on Facebook and I want to talk about it. So there is a story that is coming out about a new club coming to L.A. that is for beautiful people only. It opens up in February 2017. Tyson, would you be inclined to visit a club that was for beautiful people only? Now, in this photo, it looks like everybody is naked. I don't believe it's a nudist club, but you do have to be naked, or I'm sorry, you do have to be beautiful to go there.
I think that all three of us could qualify with ease. Especially with my latest cowboy pictures on Rachel's Instagram.
Oh, yeah, sure, for sure. You'd be fine. Yeah, you'd be fine. So what you have to do, you have to apply to go there. And so you need to send in a photo to be able to of your face and body. And then you'll be rated by the current members who've already passed to gain membership. Danny, this sounds like the most horrible place in the entire world.
I think this is what hell's like. Costly.
So heaven. Heaven is soda flavored glass. Soda flavored grass. And hell.
Yes. And non-judgmental ugly people.
Yes.
That sounds way better.
Right. Yeah, I think that that would probably be a lot more fun to go to the bar where you you can't be attractive to go there. It's the ugly bar. If you are too attractive, they don't let you in. Wouldn't you be dying to know? Right. If wouldn't you be dying to know what's going on in there?
It seems like a lot of sadness.
No. No, it's like, hey, if you're a 5 at the ugly bar, you are the king of the castle.
Yeah, but when it's advertised to you, it's like being the fat actress who's like, hey, we got a perfect role for you. Like, it's this fat, gross lady. Do you think you could play that role? Like, they know.
I don't know. That's I think that hurtful. maybe that the people that are there are not going to be self-conscious. Might be one hell of a party, Tyson.
It could be, but I feel like when you're putting a label on it, when you're like, you got to be uglier than a 6, then you get in there and you already have taken a blow to your esteem.
Well, I don't think we should call it uglier than a 6, but I think we say, hey, if you're too attractive, you are not welcome here.
Okay, I feel like that's also the blow to a lot of people's esteem.
Then they wouldn't come there.
Sure, come on in, you're perfect for this place.
Yes. Well, then why are they going there in the first place?
Yeah, why are you standing in line just to be told that you can go to the ugly club?
You get in, and it's great, and you're sort of like, hey, look at me. I'm with my people, or I'm better than this person. Or I'm worse, you know, or they tell you, I'm sorry, you're just too attractive. You can't come in.
Let's call it the clug.
The clug. I think this is good.
Get to the clug.
I think this is good.
I'm a member of the clug.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather go to this place than the place where you have to be beautiful to get in.
Really?
Nobody wants to be surrounded by beautiful people.
What am I going to talk to these people about?
Nothing.
Waxing. It looks like a lot of waxing conversations.
I bet it's going to be very loud. I bet it's going to be very loud. I can't talk. Right.
Yeah. No, I don't want to go to any clubs.
No.
Well, then it's agreed. Us three go to a club.
Let's just continue to meet on the internet, which is what most people do. That's the future.
That's better.
Let the beautiful people have their club.
Right.
Like now, a place where people could go online to meet other people.
Right. Right.
And this idea been done before.
Yes, that's perfect. Boy, I don't even understand what this picture is. It's just like a lot of naked people on a white couch. That's like the last place I would want all the naked people.
Yeah, I'm never sitting on a white couch naked, dude. That's just asking for trouble.
It looks like it could just be like a photo op from America's Next Top Model or something.
Yeah.
Although there's one guy, goofy ass looking people on that show, so maybe a lot of them wouldn't really qualify for this new club.
Yeah, and then there's one guy in the picture, and he has he's naked and he has a birthday cake with like lit candles, which is, you need to be very careful, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Or what?
Well, you get burned.
Yeah, but you can get burned with your clothes on too.
Your pubic hair could go up like a tinder box.
These guys don't have that. Especially with all the hairspray and styling.
The hairspray. My goodness. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of combustible materials.
Very combustible. Okay. Also, that visitors can bring a non-member guest, but only if they pass inspection by the on-site bouncers. But exceptions will be made if you're super rich.
Oh,
of course.
How rich is super rich?
Exceptions always are made.
But are super rich people showing up with people that are not going to be attractive enough to get in? Or it's like, what are you showing them? No. Like your tax returns?
Super rich show up with really beautiful people.
Right.
Well, so it'd be a little awkward.
You get in the club. You get in the club and you're like, that guy is ugly. He must be rich AF, bro.
Yes.
And then you go and flirt with him. Danny, you flirt with him.
But what are you bringing to show your net worth? I don't know what sort of financial disclosure you're bringing.
Car.
Right.
Dope car. Maybe they ask for a bank statement. Jewelry. Yeah.
I don't know.
Bank statement. Maybe they just Google you and find your net worth.
I don't think it's going to work out. Not buying it.
Okay. then it's a no. It's a no go.
Hey, Rob, why don't you go the opening day and film all the people walking in, and then we can make judgments on our own.
I was going to apply for it online with some doctored photos of me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you should do that. Wait, what if they approve you online and then they're like, oh, well, this was like a really good photo.
Tyson, just do one of these guys, like cut out one of these guys and okay. use them as the photo. See if they notice.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Or just use photos of me from like 6 years ago.
Yeah. You sent us an old photo. You can't come in. What is this? Okay. Then we also have a terrible story to talk about. Lots of people sent us in this story. And this is a story about a very unfortunate man in Australia who was bit on the genitals by a poisonous spider, not once, but twice this year, Danny.
Every man's worst nightmare.
Every man's right worst there. Nightmare.
Next except for Rob's. Rob's is to get bit on. Yeah.
My second worst nightmare.
Rob's is to get bit on the genitals by clowns.
Now, Danny, does this speak to why you have continued the squat philosophy?
The hover? Yeah.
The hover.
First of all, Australia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of spiders all over the place. I mean, if you've ever seen a video of a huntsman spider, that should be enough to deter you from ever going to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson's been there.
Yep.
So I can't even imagine going outside of my hotel room, but now I can't even be in my hotel room. I'm going to have to wrap myself in bubble wrap my whole time, you know, the whole time I'm in Australia if I ever go, because nothing's safe now. There's no safe place.
Yeah. So what had happened was the guy was at a porta potty at his work site.
Oh, okay. That's different.
And,
porta potty.
And that's where he was bit the first time. And that's where the spider got him on his work site. And then allegedly he was very concerned about that, but they had supposedly cleaned the bathrooms recently. And that was when the spider got him again.
Now here's an idea. This is the way to turn the frown upside down.
Yes.
Let's say the spider bites you while your member is extremely swollen. Take a picture and apply for the beautiful place.
Yeah.
They'll be so distracted by that, the ginormous, you know,
member
flesh.
Swole, yeah.
I think that you'll be a shoe-in.
I don't know what you'll be. I don't know what you'll be. Tyson, what's the spider situation in Hawaii?
None. There's no poisonous, dangerous spiders in Hawaii.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, 100%.
Clowns.
Yeah.
So far,
any clown sighting?
I've been looking around all night and I have not seen one single clown yet.
I'm a little worried though. You're in complete dark. Like, there could be a clown behind you. I wouldn't be able to warn you.
There's not. I'm on the 20th story of this place.
Now, is there any way this guy could make this work to his advantage? Like, why him? Why has he been bitten twice, Tyson?
Maybe the pheromones of his genitals attract that spider. So
that's
maybe
what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there's something special about this guy that the spider's
attracting. Very special.
Yeah.
If they could replicate his pheromones and spritz him way out away from civilization, all the spiders would congregate out there away and where the clowns are.
Or
drive
maybe
the spiders to the clowns.
Maybe his genitals. Maybe he's got a micro penis that looks like an insect.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not good.
Just a thought.
That's not good. Danny,
and
are you buying though that this,
is
an accident? That do you, it seems like sometimes when these stories sound too crazy that they are not true. Was this
like
guy
Kim Kardashian getting robbed?
Yeah. Did this guy
You're
have a spider fetish? Did he want to get bit by the spider, or was he trying to have sex with the spider?
You're right. Should we be looking at criminal charges?
90% possibility.
Yeah. Tyson's pretty sure that that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it consensual with the spider?
Right.
How old was the spider?
I don't know.
Do you go bring off it up, spider years?
Call the president of Australia and maybe bring up some of these issues, because I think it's worth looking at.
Right. They're calling him the unluckiest man in Australia, which I'm not sure that that's the case or not. And two times in 1 year, less than 6 months, even
17 hold for this man.
Yeah,
I don't know. And the year's not over yet. There's still 3 months almost.
There's a lot of year still left.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would be more shocking if, like, a year from now, he's been bitten twice by a kangaroo on his wang.
Mm-hmm.
That would be shocking. That would be crazy. Very
it's
unfortunate.
A different animal every year, yeah. But yeah. Always he knows that every year he'll get bit on the dong twice by the same animal, but it's always a different animal.
It's like
so
a
that
Noah's
first bite
Ark
is always like
for the new generation.
Two by two. Two by two to his
two
dong.
By two by two. Two poor by guy. Two bite you.
Oh my god.
Yes. It's like some sort of like gypsy curse. I wonder yeah. what this guy was up to.
Is there someone in like nothing Haiti good. With a voodoo doll just stabbing him continually in the groin region?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what's
or
going
Brazil.
On. Yeah. A young guy too, only 21 that this has happened to.
So lots of bong bites, dong bites in his future.
Yeah.
He's young.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see. But yeah, but and the first story made the news also.
Wow.
Of course.
Yeah. But he's a right? veteran now. He's a veteran and yeah, now he's been through it. He's been yeah, through
he
it.
Called up, he called up 911. They're like, your wiener again. He's like, yeah, just put some ice on it. Take yeah. some aspirin.
The news, anytime anybody else gets bit on the dong from now on, they'll call him to give like a kind of like a yeah. what's up type
expert.
Of deal, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is a redback spider that did that. The redback spider bite is supposedly causes severe pain, sweating, and nausea.
Mm.
Well, good. You're already sweaty down there most of the time. So that's probably fine.
Yeah. Yeah. He says that his friends, they got worried the first time, but he said this time they were making jokes before he was even getting in the car to go to the hospital.
Oh.
So,
good friend. Yeah,
spider penis bite guy is being taken to the hospital again, and his coworkers immediately just went right to the jokes.
Maybe there's a hot Naturally. Nurse. Maybe it's not even real.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh boy.
That's All right. just the conspiracy theory.
Yeah. I think that maybe that this guy will just hold it till he gets home from now on.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I mean, I wouldn't even use a porta potty.
Yeah.
The last time I used a porta potty, the guy in front of me had filled it to the brim and his turd was swirling above the toilet seat. No exaggeration.
An island. He built an island.
He had built, he was the last guy. Nobody else. And the problem was there were still people in line. So I felt like when I came out, I didn't want to be accused of that. So I said, I didn't even go.
Because you came out and made an announcement.
I made an announcement that I didn't go. That's not me. He left that red swirly on top.
And did people believe you? Did anybody believe you?
Icing on the cake. No, they all looked at me like, what's he talking about? And I bet each and every one of them experienced what I experienced. It was horrible.
Oh, my God. A terrible, terrible story, Danny. Danny, speaking of stories, that do you have any news to update us in Danny's
can
corner?
We call it? Can we call it Danny's bolt hole?
Danny's boat hole?
Bolt hole.
Bolt hole?
Bolt hole.
What's a bolt hole?
It's a secret place. It's
Tyson, just, does that make sense to you, what Danny's talking about?
No.
A place where a person can escape and hide is what it is.
Like a panic room?
Yeah, well, it's like a place where...
Like you know, when you're a little kid and you run away crying and hide from yeah. your family so that they
it's like this,
to hide your
like
shame.
It's like this room. Yeah, this room is my bolt hole. My kids are not allowed in it while I'm talking to you guys. So okay. I'm letting people into my bolt hole.
Yeah.
Bolt hole.
We could call it bolt hole. B-O-L-T-H-O-L-E.
Yes, bolt hole. Danny's bolt hole. So
is
I'm letting everyone into my bolt hole so that they can hear these stories.
Okay. But
it's
if you say so.
All right. I've got to focus now. All right. We talked about the Club for Beautiful People, and it's probably no coincidence that one of the stories I'm going to talk about has to relate to attractiveness.
Yes.
There was a study, a small study, but hey, it was done by people who are qualified, and it took place in London. And what they discovered was that your attractiveness depends on who else you are around.
Okay.
That is scientifically proven now, according to this study. So
good thing I have a cute baby.
Do you see the implications of this? If you go to the beautiful club,
you become
the beautiful people should be going to the ugly club. They should be going to Club Clug because they will stand out. They will be basically gods.
So
okay.
if you go to the beautiful club, then people will consider you to be more beautiful, or that it's just like the people you associate with. Like they say, like the five people that you talk to the most, that's whose like habits you pick up.
No, a person's attractiveness, context is key when it comes to a person's attractiveness. So a person will rank higher on a scale of attractiveness when compared alongside less attractive people.
Right.
Rather than when they would be judged alone. So the goal is, and we've all known this, right?
Makes sense.
The goal is to be the most attractive person in the squad.
Yeah. So you want to have a squad that is going to be, if you want to be considered to be the most attractive, you want to associate with people that are less attractive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so you want to be a beautiful person who maybe is just on the fringe of beautiful at that club.
Right.
You go to the ugly club and now it's like, oh my gosh, everybody wants a piece of you.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, I think this makes sense. I mean, I think that we got this. I think that it makes a, you know, it adds up. The science is there.
Yeah.
Now it's scientifically backed up.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to roll with a different posse from now on.
Why? Is your posse too attractive, Tyson?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that this is just bad news for the beautiful club because now everyone's going to appear normal if they're all beautiful.
Yeah. Danny, anything else in the bolt hole?
Yeah, one more bolt hole story. And this story appealed to me because we had talked about Nissan. Remember they developed the self-parking chairs when all you had to do was and the office rearranged itself? Well, don't worry. Nissan has come out with an even better invention, and it is a chair that will allow you to sit down in a line, like if you're at Comic-Con or waiting to see a movie, and it moves with the crowd.
Oh.
It's an automatic chair that allows you to sit and kind of scoot along.
Auto drive.
So it's basically a wheelchair that's automated.
Yeah. So Tesla put their auto drive feature into a Nissan chair.
Yeah. Could they just have a conveyor belt with all the chairs on it?
In the picture I'm looking at, there's several people waiting in the line and they're all just sitting on their chairs.
Yeah. Where does the chair go when you get to the front of the line?
Sucks back up into your butt.
Oh.
It is actually a huge chair. So the only place it can go is right back to your car, which means now you're back in the back of the line. But
it goes back to your car.
The last kink. They haven't worked out the last kink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would make sense if like the movie theater had the chairs that it was like, hey, sit in the chair while you wait in line. And then the chair goes back to the back of the line. That would make sense. But you have to bring your own movable chair.
Until they can develop the keister option, you know, like Tyson was saying, or something where it like turns into a belt. It's not very practical, but Nissan must have a lot of money just laying around or gold bullion because they just seem to be making these crazy things with chairs. They're obsessed with chairs.
Yeah. That does seem like a nuts thing.
Well, okay. That's my bolt hole.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for letting us into your inner sanctum.
All right. If you see or hear News AF happening, you can send us an email, tips@newsaf.news. The great News AF intern Lita will be curating all of the News AF stories all week long when we're back at our regular time this upcoming Tuesday. Plus, you can join the News AF Facebook group, Group AF. Tyson, what's next for you in Hawaii time? Well, what is it, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Hawaii?
No, it's 7.
7 p.m. 7 p.m. and that's why it's dark?
Yep.
Okay. And then what are you going to do? Go to dinner now?
Well, Bergen's totally off her schedule, so I'm going to go in and see if she's asleep or what the deal is. And then tomorrow, just beach all day, day for the next 10 days. So that's all. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well,
that was great.
There was some interesting blanks.
So we could all insert our own ideas of what you're going to do.
What's Tyson going to beat for the next 10 blanks?
It sounded like I couldn't really. Something hood. I don't know. I didn't catch it, Tyson.
Beach
Send
day.
Me a picture.
All day. Well, day.
Beach. Oh, okay.
That's what
well, I'm glad it wasn't Rachel or anything like that.
I do have some reviews, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, give us a review. You can review News AF on our iTunes page at newsaf.news.
News AF MD, 5 stars.
Vader Bear.
Rob, Danny, and Tyson provide life-saving medical advice. I found myself with debilitating back pain due to a kidney stone. The guys introduced me to a magical beverage called water.
Yeah.
They also prescribed me with a roller coaster fast pass to help clear the stone. Now I just need to get my insurance company to cover the Disney trip as a medical expense.
Why not?
Good question. That's a good question.
Hopefully the doctor is listening and they can tell us. All right. Follow Tyson on Twitter. He is at Tyson Apostle. Danny is on Twitter at Danny Bryson. I'm at Rob Sestrino. Thanks so much, everybody who was listening. We love to hear your comments, both in our Facebook group and on robaswebsite.com. And you could also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.newsaf.news. Anything else, guys? Yes.
No, just one thing.
All.
Shaka, bro. What's the hashtag?
Shaka bros.
What's the hashtag?
The Shaka's back.
Millennial Gallagher,
you said,
bolt
you
hole.
Said one. I don't know if you want to do bolt hole.
Yeah, you did say one, but now I forget what it was.
And you laughed super hard at it.
Yeah,
you're proud of yourself.
But, what is Facebook? Maybe they remember. Let me see.
Anybody on Facebook have a good one? Yeah, listeners yeah. used to have.
It is late. It is late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to. Let's they see. Still do.
Club Gorg. What was the name of the club, Danny? Club, yeah.
Klug,
yeah.
Klug,
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 Club Glug, Klug, Club Plug. Okay, all right, that's the Club hashtag. Plug. Can't wait to hear what you guys have to say or come up with next week. Tips at newsaf.news. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
See ya. We did it, guys.